It is time for this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. I'm Chad Moyer. Today we're going to get an update from the Capitol in Lincoln, and Russ Westerhold joins us today. He's with Edwards, Westerhold & Moore, serves as the lobbying agency for the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. What are your thoughts on the short session? How did it go in Lincoln this year?
Overall, Chad, I thought things went fairly smoothly. We wrapped up with a sine-die adjournment last Thursday on April 18th, and this session was sort of a return to normal, how the legislature typically operates, as opposed to last year's session where there was a lot of issues with moving bills, a lot of sort of animosity, a lot of obstructionism. Didn't have that this year, and I think that was a very good thing.
Quite a few bills were talked about, and we had a flurry there right at the end. But as you kind of page through the actions that the unicameral took this year, what stands out for farmers and ranchers and pork producers?
Well, I've got four bills that I think our ag community in Nebraska is going to be really, really pleased with. And so I'll just sort of run through those briefly. First one that I wanted to highlight, Chad, is LB 1313. This is a bill that would allow statewide ag organizations to offer to their members what's called a health benefit plan. Can't call it health insurance because it may not have all of the coverages that are required under federal law, but this is an option that could really be the right product for a lot of Nebraska's farming and ranching families who are self-employed. Maybe they don't have access to coverage through an employer and maybe struggle to find affordable options. You know, another bill that didn't get a lot of attention is LB 1301. This is an interesting bill. It's an update to Nebraska's Foreign-Owned Real Estate National Security Act. This is a bill that really ensures and modernizes our law that prevents Nebraska's farmland, prevents our resources from being owned by our country's foreign adversaries, China being one of those. Also want to talk a little bit, Chad, about LB 1368. This bill's the Nitrogen Reduction Incentive Act. This is a program that's going to be administered through our local natural resources districts in conjunction with the Department of Natural Resources here in Lincoln. That's going to give cash incentives to our producers across the state who are willing to reduce their nitrogen application rates by a variety of measures. Could be using different products, could be timing of application, et cetera, et cetera. And then the last one I wanted to mention, I always try to talk about rural broadband, LB 1031. This bill is a one that phases out state subsidies for rural internet networks that just don't deliver the kind of high-speed internet access that we need for today's modern, farming and ranching applications. And so this should really help spur further investment in rural broadband. Those are four bills that I would say really stand out this session.
Russ, it's good to talk to you. Thank you so much for your thoughts and the insight. Again, Russ Westerhold, he works on behalf of Nebraska pork producers and a lot of folks in agriculture watching what's going on there in Lincoln at the unicameral. That concludes this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association, responsible people producing sustainable pork. For more information, you can call their home office in Lincoln, 888-627-7675, and check them out online at nepork.org. For the Nebraska Pork Producers Association, I'm Chad Moyer reporting.